Hey guys, thanks very much for popping by. It's Stephen Joel Island here. I just wanted to sort of do a quick blog today, tell you how I'm feeling, and obviously just speak about my sort of experiences with cluster headaches and things, because I know that a few people have been asking me for advice on some forums that I've registered to, which relates to my illness. So obviously I just wanted to sort of make a blog for them people, and also for the people that, you know, maybe I work with, maybe that I socialise with, that don't understand my illness. So I wanted to give you a bit of an understanding on that, and how it kind of makes you feel. So I suffer from an illness called chronic cluster headaches. Now, chronic cluster headaches basically are severe migraines. They're described on Wikipedia as the suicide headache, and women that suffer for them say that they had and they were in more pain with these headaches than they were when they were in labour. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. I might be fat, but I'm not in labour and I've never given birth. So I really wouldn't know, you know, exactly how that feels. But, you know, this is coming from women that have given birth and also suffer from this illness. They say that 1 in 1,000 people suffer from this illness. You know, and when you do suffer from it and when you're diagnosed with it, you do kind of feel lonely and you look at the internet, and luckily you come across websites like Ouch UK, which is a charity set up for people that suffer from this illness, and they offer support and guidance, and they've been a great help for me anyway in offering me support both emotionally and also putting me in the right direction of people that are specialists in this field, because, you know, my doctor doesn't understand the illness. My doctor, in fact, you know, tries to sort of brush it off as though it's sort of not there, you know, and he says to me, and his response is, oh, well, get signed off work. But I want to get on with my life. I want to go to work. I enjoy my job. And when I can do it, I do it well. And I'm very proud to say that I'm, you know, always work to the best of my abilities. And the people that I work with will know that I'm not a job's worth. And if, you know, there's one thing that I could be proud of, it is the way that I sort of developed at the company that I'm working in. And I want to continue to develop, and I want to, you know, want to continue to achieve things outside the box. You know, at the moment, I am feeling down. You know, and I have had doubts about my life. And that's because, you know, it does get very stressful. It does get very emotional when you're trying your hardest to do something, but you can't do it because you really feel down in the dumps. You've got a massive, you know, severe head pain, you know, and you feel dizzy and whatever. Now, with my chronic cluster headaches, I actually pass out because of the pain. You know, James, my partner, has seen me had fits before as well, which is, you know, it's quite scary. And after these collapsing episodes, I lose my memory sometimes. You know, it's only recently started happening, but I have lost my memory. And it's quite a worrying thing. You know, I've been and seen neurologists, I've been and seen specialist doctors, and the specialist doctors are very supportive, and they, you know, they understand the field that they work in. But when it comes to a neurologist just looks at the brain. And if the brain looks normal as such, you know, they can't do anything. Or if the brain is inoperable in certain areas, such as my brain, you know, there's nothing they can do other than look at preventative medications. And that's the thing. It's about finding your feet with an illness like this and actually trying to find some kind of medication that will better you and better your health. But the most annoying thing about chronic cluster headaches, they're called cluster headaches because they come in clusters. Now, I could be fine for a year, and then after a period of time, they'll come on like that. And seriously, it could be 1 minute I'm fine, the next minute I'm on the floor. And then for a period of a month, period of 2 months, 3 months, I don't know however long, you know, they go on and on and on every day, 3 times a day. And then all of a sudden it will stop. Back to normal, resume your life, get on with it. And then 6 months later, it could come back again. And that's why they call them cluster headaches, because they come in clusters. They're not always there. It's not an illness that you're always suffering from. And that is why you get very agitated by it. And that's why you get so run down by it, because you know what you can achieve when you're well. But when you're unwell, you're really bad. And, you know, and it's really upsetting me because, you know, work, for instance, at the moment, I feel like I'm letting people down. And I hate feeling like that. I hate feeling like I'm letting people down, because I know that I can do the job, but I can't do the job when I'm ill. Anyway, I'm really coming sort of to the end of my time on this audio boo. I just wanted to give a shout out to Ouch UK, which is the charity. Thanks for listening, guys. See ya.